Welcome, hopefully welcome back, to Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer. I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert. Today we're looking at Genesis 3, verses 22 to 24. Listen to Genesis 3, verses 22 to 24. And the Lord God said, "Behold, mankind has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now, lest they stretch out their hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." So the Lord God banished them from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which they had been taken. And he drove mankind out and stationed on the east side of the Garden of Eden the cherubim and the flame of the swinging sword to guard the way of the tree of life. Apparently, and not surprisingly, Adam and Eve displayed some reluctance in their banishment. The Bible doesn't just say God banished them, which likely refers to his proclamation, but also that he drove them out, which seems to allude to the fact that he had to use some measure of force to enforce his proclamation. Still today, we struggle against the refusal to accept the reality of the sinful world that we have created for ourselves. We try to create and to find heaven on earth instead of in heaven. But God's way is best. He took several measures to prevent Adam and Eve from returning to the tree of life, which would have caused them to remain in their sinful state forever. Instead, God promises that through faith in his Son, whose coming was promised in the future to Adam and Eve, but has been fulfilled in the past for us, that through faith in his Son, we will escape our sinful state through death and be able to eat of the tree of life in a sinless state in heaven. For our prayer today, we'll borrow from Revelation 22, verse 14. Let's pray. Bestow on me your blessing, Lord Jesus Christ, that I may wash my robes in your blood through faith in you, and have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into your eternal city. Amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.